I understand there are seven main levels in the spirit world. I have two questions. Is this correct? I mean, each level, each of the seven levels has many sub-levels. Now, is this correct? And the second question would be, on which level are you?
My friend, let me tell you this. What you speak of is correct. Mm-hmm. My knowledge is only accustomed to the fourth level of existence. Mm-hmm. Beyond the fourth level of existence, I myself would not be able to commune with you anymore. I reside upon the first level, which I chose to call the transitory level of existence. Mm-hmm. It is this level of existence that I remain within, to allow myself to continue this work that I propagate through the mediumship of young David. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, if I was to be able to dwell within the fourth level, which I am entitled to if I so wish, by means of my spiritual evolution, I would not be able to come and commune here with you this evening. So, some may say that it is a sacrifice. I prefer to look at it very much that I am helping others. That is why I choose to dwell within the transitory level of existence.
Could you describe to us, within the level that you just mentioned, how your world is, what is there, how does it differ? How does it differ from the earth plane?
Well, my friend, let me tell you this. The earth plane, the density of the vibration within the earth plane, is quite often considered by us in the world of spirit as a vibrational force that can create disharmony, misunderstanding. Place quite often many within my dimension have no wish to come back and commune with people. This is quite often why people don't communicate after their passing to the world of spirit. The dimension that I speak of, fourth dimension, it is a place of realization. It is a place where you have left all your desires, the need to eat, converse, and whatever other desire that you had upon the physical vibration. You have no desire to procreate or any other such thing as this. It is a place of much beauty. The colors and the vibrations are far greater than what the normal human eye could behold. Place of much understanding, communication, participation, spiritual, faith body to possess at this point is one such a vibration that you cannot within your world now understand the vibrational rate that this sphere exists within. It is a place, my friend, of great beauty. A place where unconditional love, if you've ever experienced that, is not spoken about. It is lived and felt. It's a place where man and beast live in a peaceful, harmonious coexistence without the need or desire kill or eat one another. It is a place where much learning is a pleasure, where you can spend your time within the spirit dimension before you move to the higher levels of existence, where your identity becomes a vibration and a light. It is the last, if you like, outpost of the individual were whilst upon the physical plane. Beyond the fourth dimension within the spirit realms, you have no understanding, you have no identity. You become, my friend, a vibration of light, Search beyond your perception. You are what is called the light of God, if you wish.